Let's start that. Thanks, Jess. All right. Okay. The webinar is being recorded now. The start time is 9:01. And I will take roll. I've got everybody's faces up on my computer. So I will go ahead and take roll just with that. And then I am actually going to turn the time over to Elliot Clark from the State Attorney General's office to talk about the rules and what's going on with them and why we needed this meeting. Elliot?
All right. Yeah. Oh, were you going to take roll? I didn't know if that was first.
Oh. But... Nope, I'm doing it right now.
Perfect. All right, sounds good. Yeah, so thanks guys for being here. This won't take long at all. As I mentioned last Monday in the meeting, you probably remember 9 or 10 weeks ago, we adopted the same emergency rule. So under the old permanent rules, if a recipient of a volume cap allocation wanted to request additional allocations, then they had to first relinquish their original allocation and then go about requesting more. And so that was not how we wanted to do things. And so we adopted an emergency rule that just rescinded that provision. So now under this emergency rule, if a recipient wants to request more allocation, they don't have to rescind the initial allocation. And so in talking with Christina, I learned that at the December 8th meeting, they anticipate that some recipients will be requesting additional allocation. And so that's why we needed to go ahead and essentially readopt or re-up this emergency rule, because it's actually going to expire just a few days before the December 8th meeting. So there was a delay getting the permanent rule changes to the Office of Administrative Rules. We're hopeful that those more permanent rule changes will become effective in late December. But in the meantime, we need to go ahead and just re-up this emergency rule so that it doesn't lapse, because we want those recipients to be able to request additional allocation without relinquishing their amount. So that's all it is. It's the emergency rule that is already in effect, but all you're voting on today is just whether to renew it for one more 90-day period. So,
thank you, Elliot. Do we have any questions from the board on Elliot's description of the requested action today regarding the rule?
If I may, just for context, would one of you mind giving kind of the background why we made the change in the first place? Why is it that we don't want them to relinquish? Is it simply for administrative ease? Is it for accounting? What was the purpose for the change in the first place?
I may let Christina or McKenna take that one, but I believe in talking with them, it was just in case we got to the end of the year like this, and if they needed, you know, let's say $2 or $3 extra million, and if, you know, that wasn't in the pot, you know, if they relinquished their amount and there wasn't enough to go around to cover everyone's additional requests. So I believe it was administrative ease, essentially, but someone on PAB staff can probably speak to that better than I can.
And Jess may want to clarify this because he was actually around for when these rules, when this emergency rule extension came out. But from my understanding, if somebody was to have to relinquish their sum, they would have to go through that whole application process again. So after they've already been allocated funds, so it's a real detriment to the applicant as well to staff and to the board, because then you're going to see the same applicant coming back again to the board for a second time to request almost the same amount of funds with additional volume cap, obviously. But then they would have to go through that entire process again, and they may not be guaranteed to get cap with how many requests we've been getting. Jess, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so Cameron, if a project received volume cap, and I mean, obviously given the construction climate that we've got right now, I mean, everything seems to be, well, right now it seems to be slowing down, but still construction costs are really hard to pin down. And so if a project was awarded volume cap and they proceeded with getting all of their financing in place and moving forward to actually, I mean, if they had increased costs to actually have them remove all, or to take all of that volume cap, which is really about 55% of the financial structure. That would just, I mean, it could be detrimental to a project to all of a sudden have all of the funding gone, and, or 55% of the funding gone would just, I mean, it could just ruin a project. And so it makes more sense to allow them to, you know, if they need $1 or $2 million more, to grant them that.
Yeah, Jess, that makes perfect sense. Thank you. And can I just ask one follow-up? And again, this is just a little bit of training for the new guy. When they do this, if they're requesting additional volume cap, and even though it's a small, you know, percentage of the project, does it extend their timelines, or does it just add on to their existing timelines? So increasing their cap with this incremental piece, my assumption is they're still in line with their original dates. It doesn't extend those. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, we go off of their original allocation, that perfect date.
So in effect, we're just saying, let's pretend that 6 months ago, 90 days ago, whenever they finished their original app, that it was for this amount, which happens to be a couple million dollars more than the original. Our budgets can hold it. Our caps are allowed. We've got the room. It doesn't create any detriment to them, nor to any other applicants. We're not removing anything else. Really, this is just facilitating a variance in fluctuation for costs. Okay, love it. That's all I had. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Yeah, so that's really all I had. Chairman Crandall, if you want to make a motion, I guess, to go ahead and adopt the emergency rule.
Yeah, thank you, Elliot. Are there any other questions of Elliot, McKenna, Christina? All right, hearing none, let's consider a motion, please.
I will make that motion to approve the extension of the emergency rules.
We have a second. Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Who seconded that?
Dave Schwenke.
Thank you, Dave. Motion to approve and a second. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, let's go to a roll call vote. Okay. Anna, will you walk us through that? Thank you.
You betcha. Board Member Lundell?
Yes.
Board Member Schwenke?
Yes.
Board Member Hatch?
Yes.
Board Member Dalton?
Yes.
Board Member Koch?
Yes.
And Board Member Dawson?
Yes.
Board Member Oakes?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So that passes. McKenna or Christina, is there any other business to discuss today?
That was it on the agenda.
Great. Thank you. We plan on our December 8th meeting, and thank you everyone for making the time this morning. And if there are no other business, let's adjourn this meeting. You're adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Bye.
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 McKenna.